This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, visiting with us on the show is Jay Aiken, the CEO of Mushroom Networks, a leading SD-WAN vendor that has been enabling wired and wireless networks to run on autopilot. Mr. Aiken, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Pleasure is mine, Eric.
Yes, most definitely, and good to have you with us. So for starters, if you would, please tell us about Mushroom Networks and how your solutions have been helping organizations within the healthcare space.
Thank you, Eric. And I want to thank you for the opportunity to connect with your audience as we begin. And I'll be glad to tell you about Mushroom Networks. We're a San Diego, California-based technology vendor, and we provide what we call broadband bonding network appliances. So we have virtual and physical routers that enable our clients to, as you were mentioning earlier, set their networks on autopilot. So with our devices, an IT manager no longer needs to manage his or her routers in a hands-on manner because Mushroom Network routers are smart, adaptive, and can resolve problems by themselves. And the way we accomplish this is by intelligently managing two or more of the internet lines that are plugged into our device. And those lines can be DSL, cable, fiber, MPLS, or it can be mobile and wireless lines such as 3G, 4G, LTE, or even satellite. So the Mushroom appliance will make packet-level routing decisions depending on various parameters such as flow type, network conditions, and so on.
Excellent. And also tell us about some of the use cases and benefits of your mobile 4G LTE routers in healthcare as well.
Certainly. Actually, that's a good segue into perhaps describing some real-life use cases and explaining how healthcare organizations leverage our technology today. As you mentioned, we have 3G, 4G, LTE mobile routers, and these are small yet ruggedized devices, and they have four built-in LTE modems in them. And as our clients pop in their SIM cards from any carrier worldwide or in the U.S., we support all the carriers as well. And the device automatically will combine those four wireless internet connections into a single FAT and rock-solid internet connectivity. So what our healthcare clients use these devices is in mobile environments. For example, these can be mobile clinics, ambulances, hospital on wheels, and or any type of vehicle that requires super fast and reliable connectivity to the internet. And what they use it for, the applications they use it for include, in some cases they do live video feeds. It's a live video streaming over the bonded internet line, perhaps bringing this situation to the caregiver. Sometimes they are using it to access electronic health records or perhaps some other cloud services they have all on the go. So rather than having a wired line, they can use this router to have that access. And we also see these mobile routers in some clinics where maybe the wired internet is not an option or maybe the performance is really not there to support their services. So that's another use case of our mobile router.
You've got to love technology, especially within the healthcare space, most important as well. How about clinics and hospitals? Can they also benefit from Mushroom appliances?
Yes, definitely. That's actually another common use case, since our solution is really is ideal for creating connectivity between branch clinics and hospitals, and it enables branches to leverage two or more ISP links of their choice, so you're not tied to any single carrier. You can mix and match, so to speak. We also see use cases where maybe traditionally they may have a MPLS circuit to use for connecting branches and branch clinics, but they want to augment their bandwidth in a cost-effective way. So they can use our solution to add broadband into the mix. And in some cases, actually, we're seeing that they're replacing their MPLS lines as well. So that's definitely a use case as well. And this is made possible because of the broadband bonding technology, where you can combine, say, a cable modem and a DSL line, for example, to get the aggregate speed and literally converge onto a zero downtime type scenario. And this approach is becoming fairly popular in healthcare clients that we service as well, as this provides, I mean, the net result to the end client is the uninterrupted services they get, either to the hosted services in their private clouds or maybe in their hybrid cloud environments, and this might be an electronic health records, maybe they have some Citrix servers, or sometimes even real-time applications, for example, voice and video. So those are some of the common use cases.
Today we are visiting with Mr. Jay Aiken, the CEO of Mushroom Networks, a leading SD-WAN vendor that has been enabling wired and wireless networks to run on autopilot here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Mr. Aiken, what is involved in installing one of the Mushroom Network's devices, and what does the total cost of ownership look like for typical deployments?
That's a great question. Actually, inserting the device into an existing network is very easy, and that's by design. You basically can insert the device in your network without changing any of your existing network elements, any of the components or configuration. And then you just simply add the additional internet lines and you're good to go. It's truly a zero-touch installation process. So it's engineered and designed in that manner. Having said that, of course, there are some features that can be configured according to the user's preference. But there you leverage a point-and-click user-friendly UI to accomplish this. And then in terms of the total cost of ownership, usually what we see is the savings, if you compare it to, say, a single internet connection that's of equivalent performance, usually the payoff is in within a few months. So we really wanted to make sure economically it's a very clean and direct value proposition for our clients.
And lastly, Mr. Aiken, any predictions, tips, or recommendations for 2018 and beyond regarding healthcare IT that you can share with our listeners along the lines of our conversation today?
Well, Eric, let me address that question from a more a global perspective, if I may. We believe that, I personally at least, believe that automation is, in most parts of IT, going to start really become a major trend in the next few years. And I think the networking side of things is no different. Very soon we will realize the self-learning, self-adjusting, self-correcting, intelligent products. They are on our wish list today, but they will be in our must-have list very soon. And as I said, networking is on the same trend line. And today, for example, managers, IT managers are doing some manual interventions, and maybe they are doing some fault corrections retroactively once that fault occurs. These will continuously decrease and over time will disappear. And of course, hopefully Mushroom Networks is putting one of the bricks in that path. So both for networking as well as from a larger IT perspective, I like to call them cognitive systems that can run on autopilot, have the ability to, on an ongoing basis, learn, adapt. I think that's going to be a trend going forward.
Well, Mr. Aiken, we can't thank you enough for your time and for introducing Mushroom Networks to the audience. Where can listeners get all the details online, and how could listeners also be in direct contact as well?
Our website is probably the best way to access more information. It's www.mushroomnetworks.com. They can also reach us via phone or email as well.
Easy enough and most convenient. Again, Mr. Aiken, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Eric. It was my pleasure.
We've been speaking with Mr. Jay Aiken, the CEO of Mushroom Networks, a leading SD-WAN vendor that has been enabling wired and wireless networks to run on autopilot. And for further details, simply visit mushroomnetworks.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.